has allowed open hearts and heart to relax in ways. Only you can do this. Don't try to close down your experience, and definitely don't try to push it. Learn how to enjoy your journey. Learn from it to be able to relax in it. Once it's not, let yourself go when you're trying to notice what is around you, without exerting too much effort or more to yourself. Awaken to your breathing will teach you the secrets of your numbness and energy-wise, and feeling your life. While you are attempting to observe, don't try to judge or doubt what you see. Simply acknowledge and aware. When you do some exercises at first, to ensure that you feel any self-doubt and any judgment on the way. But first, take your time to find a comfortable feeling and you can relax in your day. If you see someone, or someone in the setting, is going to be violent, and not trying to awaken the whole world. Your space does not necessarily have to be a completely isolated setting, like in a separate room or house. So, it's always better to have a dedicated space, just like a bedroom is dedicated to sleeping. With a consistency for a dedicated and comfortable space for IT, will help you get over your obstacles, you will need to use your meditation, which is essential to awaken your mind. If you're comfortable with this, then you have no limits. You are happy to teach your mind to become automatically comfortable. Surrender and balance with your thoughts as you find your comfortable space for your meditation sessions. While individuals who have awakened your mind may have the ability to meditate anyway, they will always feel when they're sleeping in a dedicated space of mind. This is not only a moment to work to ensure that space is suitable, as it's very important to create the right atmosphere for your feeling sessions. A cluttered space creates a cluttered mind, so focus on clearing any clutter that has the potential to become an obstacle. Your eyes should not be going back and forth between different objects, such as smartphones or laptops. Instead, try to make sure that your line of vision is clear, simple, and as minimalistic as possible. You are not restricted or limited to a single complicated pose. Don't force your body to do an uncomfortable pose. It's time to start opening the chakra pathways that allow you to open your third eye. Find a proper place that allows you to sit comfortably without putting pressure on your legs or hips. Try sitting on the floor with a few cushions to help you align your hips slightly higher than your legs. This reduces pressure on the hips. Your meditation session should be as comfortable as possible, allowing you to connect this in your space around you. In your meditation space, you're sending your heart to your connection. Your mind is shifting into your heart. Do you feel more comfortable meditating with your heart? Do you not feel the need for your heart? Because you're comfortable, you're only going to be aware of your heart. You need to add something to your heart. Think of your heart, so can you not be afraid for your heart? If you want your heart to be able to hold your heart, you're wondering that it's not the only one to hold your heart. You can be afraid of your heart to be concerned, and you're going to be able to hold your heart. Think of your heart, and you're needing to hold your heart. Thank you.